The Aurora Police Department in Colorado is under more scrutiny after several officers last weekend held a black woman and four children at gunpoint. The officers misidentified Brittany Gilliam's license plate as one that matched a stolen motorcycle after she drove through an intersection equipped with an electronic license plate reader. But the device did not recognize that the plates were from different states. Police were notified, pulled her over, and in a video shared on social media, the children, including one as young as 6 years old, are seen sitting on the ground of a parking lot, crying as Gilliam, her 12-year-old sister, and 17-year-old niece are handcuffed and face down on the ground. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson has since apologized and said the way officers handled this situation was done wrong. But all of this comes amid criticism that the department is facing following the death of Elijah McClain, a black man who died after being in Aurora Police custody last year. Let's talk more about this with Elise Smeltzer, a Denver Post reporter who's been covering this story. And Elise, what did the police chief tell you yesterday about what the officers should have done?
So what the officer should have done is double check that the license plate number and the photo of the SUV they had received matched the actual stolen vehicle description. They didn't do that, so they pulled over this woman's SUV thinking it was a stolen vehicle when it was not. And the second mistake, as the chief put it, is that they make the children lie down face down on the pavement, which we all see in that video. And they handcuff some of the children. And the chief says that at that moment, the officer should have thought that they shouldn't have left those girls lying face down on the pavement.
Have or will officers involved face any disciplinary action?
It's unclear right now. There is an internal affairs investigation ongoing. As of right now, the officers are not on administrative leave and they continue to work their patrol positions or their public-facing positions.
And what are you hearing from people there? How are they responding?
People are mad. People are outraged. They see this as a example of a systemic problem in the Aurora Police Department. I've talked to parents who feel for the woman in that video who felt like she couldn't protect her child or her nieces. And it's just another moment where people are calling for reform of the Aurora Police Department.
Speaking of that reform, you've recently done some reporting on Aurora's police chief, Vanessa Wilson. She's only been on the job for a few months. What's your sense of what she's planning to do with the department in the near future?
So Vanessa Wilson became the interim chief on January 1st, and then on Monday was appointed to the full-time permanent chief position. And she has said, you know, both as interim and now as the permanent chief, that she's very open to talking about reform. She has already made some policy changes. And, you know, she says she's willing to listen to the community. She wants to talk to the community and hopefully bridge this gap that's formed between the police department and the folks who live in Aurora.
That's Elise Smeltzer, a Denver Post reporter who has been covering this story. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.